You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Switching up your wardrobe for the new season? ASOS is the only online fashion destination you need. And right now, new customers get 22% off with code PODLOVE. ASOS has more than 850 fashion brands, including exclusive labels ASOS Design and Topshop, plus legendary brands you know and love. Whether you want to refresh your denim lineup or need an outfit for a special occasion, ASOS has you covered. Head over to ASOS now for 22% off with code PODLOVE. That's P-O-D-LOVE. Offer ends September 28th. Terms apply. Visit ASOS.com to find out more.
Here's a program from our archives. This month, the animal that we're listening to is just beginning to sing its annual cycle of songs. See if you can guess what this animal is. Multiple choice. Is it song sparrow, meadowlark, a mockingbird, or none of the above? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Well, the answer is none of the above. We're listening to a recording of a humpback whale, and the recording has been speeded up 30 times. The song of the male humpback whale can travel hundreds of miles across the ocean, but as it does, the upper frequencies fall away, and only the lower frequencies remain. In this time-lapse recording, remember that what we hear as chirps are actually those lowest frequencies of the whale's voice speeded up to become audible. Chris Clark is director of Cornell University's Bioacoustics Research Program.
Certainly you hear the song-like quality, the bird-like quality to it, but now you have to realize this is the voice that is almost so low that you and I can't perceive it. This is the part of the song that's for the long-distance phone call.
And just like songbirds, the male humpbacks could be using their songs, especially that low-frequency, long-distance call, to attract females.
Now, when females are having to choose mates, are they using song as a criteria? That's been one of the big questions. Or is song really for males? Just as male sheep use their horns to joust with each other and determine a hierarchy, maybe humpbacks use their songs as acoustic jousting to determine mating hierarchy. It's still very much of an open question.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner.